Funding for this program was provided by the Annenberg CPB Project. Additional funding is provided by the Stratford Foundation, the Arthur Vining Davis Foundations, Geraldine R. Dodge Foundation, George I. Alden Trust, and Alfred E. Chase Charity Foundation. This program is a story to help you learn English. It is a course with video episodes and books. Each video episode has three parts. Watch the program. Read your book. Discuss the program and connect with English.
I was part of a team of architects that designed it.
Really? That's very impressive.
Thank you. It was a challenge. We had to design it to withstand earthquakes.
Must be a little nerve-wracking to live with a threat of earthquakes.
Yes and no. Most of the time, you don't even think about it. But then the next little tremor comes along, and you think it's the big one.
Oh, great.
No, don't worry. I promise. No earthquakes. Tonight. So, are you ready for your next San Francisco treat?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
This place is magnificent.
It's the Palace of Fine Arts. It was built in 1915 as the centerpiece of the Panama Pacific Exposition.
I've never seen anything like this before.
Yeah. It's a fine example of neoclassical architecture. Oh, I've got a surprise for you. Listen. Hello? Hello?
Oh, listen to that echo. What a great place to record a song. Maybe I'll come back here someday and record one of my own songs.
You know, I've never heard you sing. Would you sing for me?
You don't want me to sing here?
Yes. Right here.
Well, I don't have my guitar.
Yes. Just a little song.
Okay.
Go to sleep. The stars are brightly shining. Go to sleep. The moon is we barely know we're dreaming till I see the light that's shining in your eyes. Till I see the light that's shining in your eyes.
You have a lovely voice.
Thank you.
Did you write that song?
No, my mother wrote it. I used to sing it to my brother when he was a little boy.
What's your brother's name?
Kevin.
Is he younger or older?
Younger. He just graduated from high school.
Are you two close?
Yeah, very close. My mother died when we were very young, and I took care of Kevin. Until now.
Well, your mom left you a beautiful song. Would you like to see the Golden Gate Bridge?
Yes, I'd love to.
Go to sleep. The moon is on the rise. Our life's a dream. We barely know we're dreaming. Till I see the light that's shining. Till I see the light that's shining in your eyes.
beautiful. The way the light hits the buildings.
This is one of my favorite places.
Do you come here often?
As often as I can. So, are you ready for dinner?
Yes. Tell you the truth, I'm starving.
Great. I know this cozy little restaurant. Best food in the city.
What kind of food do they serve here?
Can't you guess?
Spanish. Tex-Mex. Mexican.
Got it.
Good, I love Mexican food.
¿Y a dónde llevaron al niño?
Siempre preocupado por el nieto. Ah, no te preocupes, está bien.
¡Ay!
¡Qué sorpresa! No te esperaba por aquí.
Déjame presentarte a una amiga. Let me introduce you to my friend, Rebecca.
It's so nice to meet you, Rebecca.
To meet you, too.
Papa, I'd like you to meet Rebecca Casey. This is the woman I met in the desert.
Hello. It's a pleasure to meet you.
How do you do, Mr. Mendoza?
Welcome to our restaurant.
Thank you.
So, are you too hungry?
Sí, tenemos mucho hambre.
Oh, if you're hungry, this is the right place to be.
Then, come, sit down. Here, please.
Yeah.
Here you are.
Thank you.
Alberto. Let me tell you what are the specials tonight. Let me tell you what the specials are.
What a charming restaurant you have, Mr. Mendoza.
Well, thank you. We've worked very hard to build a good reputation. But soon it will belong to our sons. My wife and I are retiring.
You see, my father's trying to bring me back into the business. But I think one son's enough.
Well, forget about the specials, huh? I recommend the chicken enchiladas.
That sounds good. I'll have the chicken enchiladas, please.
And I'll have the chili poblano relleno.
Muy bien. I'll bring a bottle of wine for the table.
Great.
Thank you.
I didn't expect to meet your parents.
Relax. I can tell they like you.
That's not the point. She seems nice, huh?
She's pretty.
He always finds the pretty girls, but what I'm really concerned.
Now, don't start again, huh?
He's almost 30 years old. It's time to settle down.
Mujer, no te metas en lo que no te importa.
Alberto, this is delicious.
Hi there. Rebecca, this is my brother Ramon.
It's a pleasure to meet you, Rebecca.
Oh, nice to meet you.
Why don't you pull up a seat?
Yeah, all right.
Ramon runs a business here for my parents. He's the dutiful son.
Somebody has to do it.
Rebecca's from Boston. She's here to study at the San Francisco College of Music.
Congratulations. An excellent school, from what I hear. You know, I want my son to take music lessons.
Well, it's good to start as young as possible.
Excuse me. Hello? What? Hold on a minute. I'm sorry. It's work. If you'll excuse me for a minute.
So, you must be excited about going to music school.
Yes. If I can find a way to pay for it.
Oh, is there a problem?
Well, I was supposed to have a job at school, but it fell through because of budget cuts.
So, you're looking for something else?
I tried an employment agency and answered some ads, but no luck.
Maybe you can give guitar lessons to my son, Alex.
Well, maybe. I did teach some kids in Boston. How old is he?
He's 10. Yeah. Here's a picture of him. It's a little old.
Oh, he's adorable.
He's a good kid. I wish I could spend more time with him, but this restaurant takes up so much of my time. You know, I just remembered. They're looking for someone at Alex's after-school program. Maybe you should call the director.
An after-school program?
Yeah, you know, sports, music, arts and crafts. I'll give you the director's name and number. Call her tomorrow. Tell her I recommended you.
Thank you. That's very nice of you.
Oh, sure.
Ramon, I leave the table for a minute and you're giving Rebecca your phone number?
I just had an idea for a job for her.
Yeah, well, it wasn't washing dishes here, was it?
No, I'm saving that for you.
Well, I found out I have an early meeting tomorrow morning. So I'm afraid it's going to have to be an early evening.
You'll excuse me. I have things to do in the kitchen. It's good talking to you.
See you.
Bye.
Thank you so much for dinner and the tour.
You're welcome. I'm glad you enjoyed it. I'll call you tomorrow. Or the next day.
I'd like that.
Alberta takes Rebecca to his parents' restaurant.
I know this cozy little restaurant. Best food in the city.
Rebecca was surprised to meet Alberto's parents.
I didn't expect to meet your parents.
I don't think she is that comfortable.
Usually it takes some time for someone to meet the parents of a date.
Ramon is Alberto's brother.
Rebecca, this is my brother Ramon.
It's a pleasure to meet you, Rebecca.
Oh, nice to meet you.
Ramon just realized that they needed a teacher at the daycare center.
They're looking for someone at Alex's after-school program. Maybe you should call the director.
A sensible family man, a very stable person.
Ramon here takes care of the business for my parents. He's a dutiful son.
I think he's more responsible than Alberto.
I think Alberto has more of a love of life.
He's more carefree.
But I think both of them are responsible in their own way. One wants to work in a restaurant, the other one wants to be an architect. What's wrong with them?
Down one complete chorus of the blues. You can all play these by now, but you're probably asking yourself, what is it that we're playing? Well, let's go through that. Instead of closed voicings, what we're using here is a principle called drop two, which means basically take the second voice and drop it down one octave. Now, if you look here at the first chord, for example, I have the tonic and the melody. Now, in a closed voicing after the tonic, going down would be the seventh. But because the seventh is the second voice, we've dropped it down one octave. Then after the seventh comes the fifth, and here we substitute the 13th for the five, and finally in the alto we have the third. Now, all of the chords in this progression follow this scheme. And so, that's it for today. Please have your assignments ready for the next class.
Man, oh man, this is the hardest course I've ever taken.
You can say that again. I'm going to have to do a lot of reading before I even start the assignment.
By the way, I'm Bill Ellis.
Hi, Rebecca Casey. Nice to meet you.
How about if we work in the assignment together? Maybe we can help each other.
Yeah, I could use a support group.
Do you want to meet in the student lounge in, say, an hour?
Oh, I can't today. I have a job interview. But I'd love to. Maybe tomorrow? Boy, this course is really hard.
It's a killer. See you tomorrow. Good luck. Here's my phone number if you want to go over the assignment.
Thanks.
Did you have any success in your job search?
No, not really. But I have one possibility. I'm going for a job interview.
Good. Very good. Let's see. Your scholarship covers only part of your tuition. We'll need a check for the rest by Friday.
Oh.
Is that a problem?
It's going to be tough.
Maybe we should start you on a payment plan. We could spread the payments over the semester.
That sounds good.
Good. Here. Fill these out and get them back to me as soon as possible. And good luck with your job interview.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Kick pretty well.
Thanks. Excuse me, can you tell me where the office is?
Oh, yeah, it's right through that door.
Thanks.
Yes. Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. The program is full. We're not taking any more children. Maybe next year...
Oh, I'm here about the job. I spoke with you yesterday. Mr. Mendoza, Alex's father, recommended I come and see you.
Come in, please. I'm sorry. It's one of those days. Two aides are out sick. You'll have to excuse me. Do you have a resume, Ms.?
Casey. Rebecca Casey.
Thank you. Boston's your hometown. What brings you here?
College.
Which one?
The San Francisco College of Music.
Good school. What are you studying?
Voice, guitar, songwriting.
You've worked with children, I see.
Yes, I gave guitar lessons to several children in Boston. I love to work with kids.
Oh, Tanya's mother is here. Do you want to talk to her?
I'll be right there.
Come back soon, okay?
Mm-hmm. All righty, take care. Bye-bye. All right, Rebecca Casey, why should I hire you?
I love working with children. And I have a lot of experience.
Go on.
I'm a hard worker. I'm reliable. I take work seriously.
What else?
What else? I can sing. I can play the guitar and play the piano. And I need a job.
Oh, this job doesn't pay a lot.
What is the salary?
$7.50 an hour. I need you from 3 o'clock to 6 o'clock, Monday through Friday.
Are there any benefits, like medical coverage or sick days?
Part-timers don't get any benefits, not even paid holidays. Still interested?
Oh, I forgot to mention. I played on a softball team in Boston. I played second base.
Oh, great. I need to see what you can do. You can take over softball practice today. Right now, in fact. There they are. Can you handle it?
I think so.
Okay, let me introduce you to the children. You know Mr. Mendoza helps out with our sports program.
I didn't know that. Sounds like a good father.
Yes, he's very devoted to his son.
Which one is his son?
Over there. See the two boys throwing the ball?
Oh, he looks like his father.
You think so? I think he looks more like his mother.
How's today's special, Mama?
So-so.
Only so-so?
If you like, I can pick up Alex.
Oh, I'll pick him up.
You can't do both, you know.
What are you talking about?
You can't take care of Alex and run a restaurant now that your father and I are retiring.
I'll manage.
No, you won't. Both will suffer. Your son and the restaurant.
Don't worry so much, Mama. I'm going to pick up Alex. See you later.
A son needs his father. Alex comes first.
He does come first. You know that.
Please don't let this business destroy you the way it destroyed your marriage.
Ma, please.
Alex! Vincent! Ms. Casey, this is Alex Mendoza, this is Vincent Wang. They're best friends. They're practically glued together.
Are you the guitar teacher my dad told me about?
That's me.
Do you play in a rock band?
No, but I know some rock songs.
We want to be rock stars, right, Vincent?
Right.
Na 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 na. Or maybe we'll be professional baseball players.
Mm. Yeah, we can't decide.
That's a tough choice.
Ramon, where are you going?
Pick up Alex.
I have to talk to you. We just got an unbelievable offer.
What are you talking about?
Two investors came to my office today. They want to buy the restaurant.
What?
They want to buy the place. And they're going to...
What makes you think we want to sell?
Money, my dear brother. Lots of money.
Forget it. Tell your investors it's not for sale.
Hey, don't walk away from this. This is a serious offer. Serious money.
I'm not selling this place. It's my life. It's been in the family almost 30 years. It would break Papa's heart if we sold it. Not when he hears how much money the investors are offering.
Alberto, there's more to life than money. I've got to go. Alex is waiting for me. We have to discuss this. For the whole family. What if I set up a meeting with Mom and Dad?
All right, you ready, Vincent? Remember, keep your eye on the ball. Here it comes. Ooh, almost. That's okay. Remember, here's a trick. Make sure you keep that bat close to your shoulder. Keep it up high. Keep your eye up.
I guess that's it for today. It's 5:30. Time to go home. We have to get our stuff.
Okay.
There's my bat.
Vincent's a good hitter.
Yeah, but I'm a better pitcher.
Well, if I get the job, I'll give you some batting tips. I hit 5 home runs in 1 game.
Wow. Here. This is Miss Casey. She's our new softball coach.
Miss Casey, I'm so glad to meet you.
Glad to meet you, too. By the way, I haven't got the job yet.
Well, good luck to you. Go get your books, Vincent. We have to go. How are you doing today, Alex?
Okay. Vincent, wait for me!
Excuse me, Mr. Wang. I have to return these bats.
I hope we get to see you here again.
Me, too.
Rebecca's finding the school awfully tough.
So we've dropped it down 1 octave.
She will have to work very hard if she wants to pass.
I'm going to have to do a lot of reading before I even start the assignment.
By the way, I'm Bill Ellis.
She meets Bill?
Bill's a very passionate character.
I think he wants to be a rock star.
Rebecca applies for a job at an after-school program.
I'm here about the job. I spoke with you yesterday. Mr. Mendoza, Alex's father, recommended I come and see you.
Emma Washington is a director of the after-school program.
Alex, Ramon's son, and Alex's best friend, Vincent.
Ms. Casey, this is Alex Mendoza, this is Vincent Wang. They're best friends. They're practically glued together.
Vincent is a Chinese boy.
He's Alex's best friend.
Investors want to buy the restaurant.
It's lots of money. Lots and lots of money.
I have to talk to you. We just got an unbelievable offer.
What are you talking about?
Two investors came to my office today. They want to buy the restaurant.
Tell your investors it's not for sale.
Hey, don't walk away from this. This is a serious offer, serious money.
I'm not selling this place.
I think it's a good idea that Ramon doesn't want to sell that restaurant because it's a family business.
Roberto wants to take the money and go photograph desert landscapes.
I'd rather keep the business. That was me.
Ramon's life is that restaurant, so he doesn't want to part with it.
Azok közé a kevesek közé tartozik Közép-Ázsiában, akik még sassal vadásznak.
Sas izmos, karmos lábaival képes ketté roppantani áldozata gerincét. Nagyon kevesen kerülhetnek ilyen közelségbe ehhez az időnként igen agresszív ragadozóhoz. A jó vadászathoz egyedül kell lenned, szokta mondani Hasszán.
A vadon lelkei. A sorozat folytatódik ma délután az M2-n.
Nagyon szeretek varni, egész nap meg sem állnék. A múltkor viszont annyira megfájdultak a vízületeim, hogy úgy éreztem, mintha ezer tű szúródna belém. Ekkor a barátnőm az Alévet ajánlotta.
Kutatások bizonyítják, hogy az Alév hatékonyan csillapítja az ízületi fájdalmakat és a hátfájást akár 12 órán át.
Így újra azt tehetem, amihez kedvem van.
Nagyi, Nagyi! Hercegnőt varázsoltál belőlem!
Alév. Fájdalom nélkül akár 12 órán át. A kockázatokról és a mellékhatásokról olvass el a betegtájékoztatót, vagy kérdezze meg kezelőorvosát, gyógyszerészét.
Új DAF Pro Age. Mert a szépség nem ismer korhatárt.